You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Thanks for listening to App Minute. We try to have this every week, typically at the beginning of the week, at appminute.com. During the next few weeks, the schedule might be slightly irregular. I'm going to try to keep it weekly, but I've got some family and some travel commitments that will possibly keep me from having it be as regular as it has been in the past. So I appreciate you listening whenever you can, and I'll try to keep it as frequent as I can. I have two very small and unusual products today on App Minute. The first one is called the Einstein MemoBot, E-I-N-S-T-E-I-N, named after Albert Einstein, and MemoBot, M-I-M-O-B-O-T. We'll have links and information in our show notes at appminute.com. This product and the next product are both $22.95. The Einstein MemoBot is a 4-gigabyte flash drive, and it comes in sizes from 2 gigabytes up to 64 gigabytes. 64 gigabytes weighs in at $109.95. Well, let's go back to 4 gigs for $22.95. That's slightly overpriced for a 4 gigabyte flash drive. What you get to add value is the MemoBot itself is designed somewhat in the shape and face of the famous scientist Albert Einstein. And when you stick the flash drive into your computer, the little bottom of it glows red. In addition to that, there's wallpapers and themes and icons and avatars. It's sort of long on the oddball, cute, geeky, sort of nerdy, cuteness, weirdness, avatarish department. There's nothing especially unusual about it as a flash drive, but it would certainly make a wonderful novelty gift, and it definitely gets people to pay attention when you pull Einstein MemoBot out of your pocket and say, hey, look it, I'm going to back up my iTunes or whatever, back up my Photoshop files, and you put Einstein's head, sort of, into your computer, and the next thing you know, you're backing it up. So it's a novelty item that does its job. $22.95, Mimoco.com. We will have the links on the show notes. The next item is also $22.95, and it's even smaller. It's called the Dock Stubs, D-O-C-K-S-T-U-B-Z, all one word, charge converter and 30-pin pass-through adapter. This is a wonderful 1-inch adapter that fits in the bottom of your iOS device, iPad, iPhone, or iPod, so that the device itself can stay in its case, but yet it can go into a dock, like on a clock radio or a speaker system. Oop, I just dropped it on the floor. Let's pick it up. It's very, very small and light. The good news is also the bad news. The fact that you can plug the dock stubs into the bottom of your iOS device and then attach it to the 30-pin connector on your speaker system or clock radio or player attachment that you've got in your car. The weakness is the 30-pin dock itself. For years and years, I've said Apple should completely change the 30-pin dock, because the problem is what's holding it in place between the cable drive and the speaker system and the device is barely ¼-inch, 1/8 inch fitting that the dock connector holds. So the whole thing is torquing back and forth whenever there's any weight or there's an angle. So it does the job beautifully on FireWire and USB iPods. I tested it on both FireWire and USB. It works fine. It's fine. It has a little micro USB port on the side if you need to add additional power, and they describe that on the website. So no criticism to Cable Jive, the company, as far as the technology is concerned. I just wish there was a more robust way of connecting iOS devices to docks and ports and to Cable Jive than the very, very fragile and delicate 30-pin connector. But look at the website. You'll see what I mean at Mimoco.com and CableJive.com. Thanks for listening. John Nemo signing off.
If you're a technology fan, make sure you check out TechFan, hosted by me, Tim Robertson.
And me, David Cohen. We're all about technology. We like to geek out on pretty much anything, if it's technical, if it's a gadget, if it's the movie or the music industry. You name it, we're talking about it.
And you know, David, unfortunately, unlike most other great podcasts, we don't really plan out our shows. It's more of a stream of thought thing.
Yeah, for better or for worse, you listen to it and you be the judge.
You know, a good example of that, David, would be this ad, because we didn't plan for this.
What did you say? What do I say?
I don't know. What, is it your turn or is it my turn to talk now?
I lost track.
I did too. But you know, you won't lose track if you listen to TechFan, part of the Stoplight Network of Podcasts.